In today's news headlines, Rick Bright, the former director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, who was fired from his position, has filed a whistleblower complaint. In it, he alleges that he warned the Department of Health and Human Services about the dangers of the coronavirus, but that he was met with, quote, indifference, which then developed into hostility. Mr. Bright also cites how he pushed back against the top leadership at the HHS over the government's interest in the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine. As part of the complaint, Mr. Bright's, quote, efforts to prioritize science and safety over political expediency rankled those in the administration who wished to continue to pursue this false narrative, end of quote. Mr. Bright has now agreed to testify before Congress next week. A day after reports emerged that the White House was considering disbanding its coronavirus task force, President Trump announced that it would remain intact, but its focus would shift from safety to reopening the nation's economy. Vice President Mike Pence had said that the federal government would begin letting states take the lead in responding to the pandemic, but that was already the federal government's de facto position. When asked if the two leading scientists on the task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, would remain on the team, Pence said only that they would, quote, continue to provide the very best counsel to the president. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci is scheduled to testify next week before a Senate committee. Trump, who has blocked officials like Fauci from testifying to House committees, said, quote, the House is a setup. The House is a bunch of Trump haters. As Trump moves toward opening up the U.S. economy, he has admitted that doing so before the virus is under control will result in more American deaths. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Trump said, quote, will some people be affected? Yes. Will some people be affected badly? Yes. But we have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon. Texas Governor Rick Abbott, a Republican, admitted the human cost in even starker terms during a private phone call to state lawmakers, whose audio was obtained by the Daily Beast. This is what Abbott said.
How do we know reopening businesses won't result in faster spread or more cases of COVID-19? Listen, the fact of the matter is, pretty much every scientific and medical report shows that whenever you have a reopening, whether you want to call it a reopening of business or just a reopening of society in the aftermath of something like this, that actually will lead to an increase in spread. So it's almost ipso facto. The more that you have people out there, the greater the possibility there is for transmission.
That's the voice of Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, who was caught saying in a phone call to state lawmakers that he was well aware his actions to reopen the Texas state economy would result in more deaths. Meanwhile, the scientist whose models predicting higher death tolls were cited by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spoke with CNN. Mr. Yu-Yang Gu explained that, quote, it will be at least 2 to 3 weeks before we see an increase in the number of infections, because it takes time for individuals to infect others and for them to display symptoms. He then warned, you don't want to rush the reopening, because by the time you realize what's happened, it'll be too late to reverse the decision. The Trump administration continues to face scrutiny for its poor handling of the coronavirus pandemic, with a recent revelation that Trump's advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, quote, relied in part on volunteers from consulting and private equity firms with little expertise in the tasks they were assigned. That reliance led to the exacerbating chronic problems in obtaining supplies for hospitals and other needs. One of those volunteers left the effort in frustration and filed a complaint anonymously with the House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post obtained a copy of that complaint. And among the things that it showed was that conservative journalists from Fox News were directing the White House's efforts, including how host Jeanine Pirro, quote, repeatedly lobbied the administration for a specific New York hospital to receive a large quantity of masks. The Post also explained that, quote, Kushner had originally promised thousands of testing sites, but only 78 materialized. When confronted about his administration's shortcomings, Trump said, quote, well, I'll be honest, I have a lot of things going on. On Tuesday, the president toured a Honeywell factory in Phoenix, Arizona, that's manufacturing medical masks. Neither Trump nor anyone in his contingent wore protective masks. NBC reports that Guns N' Roses' song, Live and Let Die, was playing on the PA system during Trump's tour. New data by the ADP Research Institute shows that the private sector lost a whopping 20.2 million jobs in the month of April. An ADP spokesperson said, quote, the total number of job losses for the month of April alone was more than double the total jobs lost during the Great Recession. That report comes amid Airbnb's announcement that it will fire a quarter of its workforce, or 1,900 workers. The rideshare app Uber is also laying off 3,700 employees, and the clothing brand J.Crew has filed for bankruptcy. The Washington Post reported that as thousands of their workers were filing for unemployment benefits, companies rewarded their shareholders with more than $700 million in cash dividends. And as Congress attempts to piece together another economic relief package for those who are financially hurting, President Trump has made clear what his priorities are, insisting that he will only sign a new bill into law if it further cuts taxes. The New York Times explained that among the proposals Republicans in the White House are considering are, quote, a reduction in the capital gains tax rate and measures that would allow companies to deduct the full costs of any investments they make now or in the future. Even more egregiously, Trump wants, quote, the suspension of payroll taxes for workers and an expanded deduction for corporate spending on meals and entertainment. Payroll tax cuts directly lead to cuts in Social Security and Medicare, and they do not help the unemployed who have no paychecks. In the latest scientific findings on the coronavirus, some scientists are warning that a new and highly contagious strain of COVID-19 is spreading. The mutation appears to have begun spreading in Europe as per newly published paper, but Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, expressed skepticism about it, saying, quote, it draws rather sweeping conclusions. And another study found that although children appear far less likely to get infected, they may play a role in spreading infection. A federal judge in New York has reinstated the state's primary elections for June 23rd in response to a lawsuit by candidate Andrew Yang. After progressives, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, expressed outrage at Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision to cancel the election, Sanders' name will now appear on the ballot alongside other candidates. And the suspected killers of a black jogger in Georgia named Ahmaud Arbery will be tried by a grand jury. A white man named Gregory McMichael and his son Travis pursued Mr. Arbery, saying they were suspicious of him and allegedly shot and killed him. After the state took no actions, local outrage led to the grand jury indictment. In other news of racial violence, an LAPD officer was caught on video viciously beating an unarmed black man in the Los Angeles suburb of Boyle Heights. The man was already under arrest and, as per the video, did not even resist while one officer repeatedly assaulted him and the other watched. And that does it for our news headlines today.